Dear people of God, we are on the 12th Sunday of the ordinary time, and we are invited to focus into ourselves and see what is the storm that is going on within ourselves, within our families, within our church, within the world. There is a tension between faith and fear. It is being oscillating to one end to the other all the time. Either we are terrified and afraid one other end, or we are so much into faith. When we know that I can believe and we can face it all to this fear. When we drop down and become weak in fear, we do not hold on to faith. The whole world is in the hands of God, tells the first reading. When Job was asking amidst the storm of his life, he lost everything. He lost everything he had. His children, family, even his life is under threat. And people are telling him, betray God. Even his wife told, don't you tell God what you're feeling. And this man was very much onto the faith. He was really afraid. That is what he was able to say. We were able to take happiness from the Lord. Are we not ready to take the suffering from him? And God tells him and silences him in the first reading that storms of pride be stilled in your life. Don't you look at what I have done. And in the second reading, St. Paul is telling, in Christ, each one of us is a new creation. We become new because we believe. Only faith in Christ makes us to see something new. Something that is impossible, possible. Without the faith in Christ, we are going down, as the gospel puts it today. We may not even realize the presence of Christ on the boat. We may not even realize Christ in our life, in our family, in our country, in our world. If you read Psalm 121, verse 3 will tell you, God who watches over you will never sleep. But we see today Jesus is sleeping in the boat. Does God care? Amidst this dust of the storm, we all ask this question one time or the other. Does God care? When my friends are disappearing, when my families are just disappearing in the dust and the storm of the pandemic, does God care? Wake up, Lord. Don't you see we are going down, is the cry of the humanity today. Yes, it is our prayer. Some of us are in tears, can't even reach home when our loved ones are dying. Some of us are witnessing grief virtually. And some of us are really struggling, even in our families, without money, without much hope, with so much pain. And if you look at it and ask yourself, does God care? I firmly and affirmly can tell God cares. God cares for us through his beloved son Jesus Christ. God may look silent, inattentive, indifferent. But God cares. How do we know? How do we know God cares? You must have read the story of Casablanca, or Casablanca. It was published in 1826, a popularly known poem. A boy stood on the burning deck. The whole ship was on fire. It is an actual incident happened in 1700. And this boy was only 12 years old. And the whole ship was on fire. Even the nearby city could see. Everybody was jumping for life, taking a lifeboat and going. But this little boy was playing on the top of the deck. People were shouting, "Come down." He said, "No. But the ship is on fire." This boy said, "Do you know what? My father is the captain of the ship. I don't need to fear." That is the poem. The crust of the poem is this. My father is the captain of the ship. I no longer fear. Can we say that? That is why Psalm 91, one of the favorite psalms many people really read, even memorized, it says this way: "You will not be afraid of trouble at night, or the arrow that flies by day. You will not be afraid of the sickness that walks in darkness, or of the trouble that destroys at noon. 1,000 may fall at your right, 10,000 may fall at your left, nothing will touch you. You only will look on with your eyes, because you have made the Lord your safe place, and the Most High the place where you live. Nothing will hurt you, no trouble will come near you." That is what this today's readings are telling us. Again, if you read Isaiah 43 verse 1 and 2, it will tell you, "I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you." Whatever is the storm we are in, whether it's a spiritual storm, financial storm, emotional storm, or relational storm, or whatever is the storm that we are facing, we can hear today, the Lord is in control. We are new creation because we believe. If you move on to this gospel, where it's beautiful, it starts. Let's move, cross over to the other side. Let's cross over, my dear people. Let's cross over. Let us cross over from the suffering to the salvation. Let us cross over from sickness to that health that God offers. Let us cross over from the sinfulness to that sacredness that we can ever approach and achieve. It is time to move in with Jesus, facing our fear with faith. There is an anonymous saying goes this way: fear enlarges as you move away from it, but it shrinks as you move towards it. Our life is indeed full of storms of distress, natural calamities, accidents, wars, famine, pandemic, riots, marital infidelity, and domestic violence, and crimes against humanity, and list is endless. So, how Jesus calmed the storm in the gospel? Jesus was performing so many miracles the other end. People all knew, "Oh, this is Son of God." They really realized it. The Markan gospel, the theology of Markan gospel, can be put in one sentence. Mark begins the gospel telling Jesus the Son of God. And he wants to complete the gospel with a message that Jesus was, is, and will be the Son of God. And this is the one incident where he is proving to his disciples Jesus the Son of God. Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe Jesus is capable of calming the storm in my personal life? If Jesus cannot, then who else? Jesus is not frightened by the storm. You can very well see his bodily gesture. He is very happily sleeping. He is resting while the disciples are scared to death. They are worried. Can you see the silence of God here? When we are worried, when we are panicking, God is so silent and serene, so calm and composed. And nobody had the power to wake him. Don't you know that Jesus knows there is a storm? And he knows he is inside the storm. And the eye of the storm is there. But we are troubled like these disciples. No matter what happens, Jesus will not allow us to perish in the storm. We need to go across the other side, trusting solely on Jesus. Saint Padre Pio, one of my favorite saints, the five wounds of Christ, the stigmata, he always tells his spiritual children, pray, hope, don't worry. Pray, hope, don't worry. You just entrust the matter to the Lord and you go on, do what you can do. Because after all, you and I cannot do what we cannot do. Then why do worry? We worry because we are not able to do. But Padre Pio tells us, no, don't worry. Just hope and pray. It will go on. And this is what, are we worried, distressed, terrorized by the storm of the indifference, unconcerned, sleeping, inattentive attitude of Jesus, or the real storm? Because there are only two options. Either you are worried about the silence of God or the storm. Which one are you worried today as you are here in this church? Are you pulled towards the fear or to the faith? That is why St. Peter very beautifully puts it in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Give all your worries to God because God cares for you. When our faith is tested severely in a series of life events, there is nowhere to go except to surrender to the Lord. And we are left with the two options. One is to worry about a God who is silent, or to surrender to him. And look at the attitude of Jesus. He simply gets up and says, be calm. And everything still. A roaring sea is quiet. A storm is now calm. Just by word. That is why if you really look at some of the saints, the church fathers very beautifully put it this way. Jesus did not need a staff to control the sea, like Moses. Moses had to show the staff to divide the sea, to have a control over the sea. But Jesus, no. Jesus, by his mere word and authority, he silenced the sea. That is why the apostles those who were there in the ship said, "Who is this man? Who is this man?" Whatever is the storm we are in, the gospel also invites us to look at this metaphor not only in our personal life, but also church as a ship in the storm. You can put it, a family is in the storm. And Jesus is in the boat. The church is the boat in the storm. Jesus in the boat. And we are all traveling with him. What will be our attitude? Will we be afraid and collapse, or to have faith in him? It is only by identifying Jesus as the Son of God we can deal with the fear. And we can really deal with it to that question that disciples asked, "Master, do you not care? We are going down." How can we handle this question in our personal life? "Master, don't you care? We are going down." How can we do it without prayer? Prayer is the weapon that can deal with this powerful question. And the prayer surely wake Jesus up. It will. Because the prayer is nothing but a blabbering of words. But it is the sentiment and the words unspoken to the heart of the Savior. And that is what waking them up. And Jesus is asking, "Don't you have faith?" And the same question Jesus is asking all of us, including me. Don't you have faith? Lucille Clifton says, "Any dog will chase you if he knows you are afraid. The only remedy is to turn around the dog and look at the eyes. It is no longer chasing you." Anthony Robinson, he wrote a Giant Within. In the book, he beautifully puts it that we have that inner courage through our faith that we can deal anything in front, however horrible and fearful it is. And we are not exempted from this thinking, that we are invited to see our faith can handle any storm. The storm of pride can toss and turn our life. Look at the first reading. We might be asking, where is the Lord in all this? The Lord remains stronger in the storms by his presence. Only people with the eyes of faith can see it. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed, confesses St. Paul. May the Lord truly bless you this evening, that we, instead of oscillating between fear and faith, let us place all our trust in him. You remember the Philippians chapter 4, 13. "I can do everything with Jesus who strengthens me." May he strengthen you in the faith you have in him. Amen.